This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in New Delhi today. Both leaders will review progress in bilateral relations and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. President Putin arrived in New Delhi last evening on a state visit to India for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. He was received warmly by Prime Minister Modi at the airport. The Russian president will be accorded a ceremonial reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. The visiting dignitary will pay his respects to Mahatma Gandhi by laying a wreath at Rajghat. In the evening, President Draupadi Murmu will receive the Russian president and host a banquet in his honour. Our correspondent reports that India and Russia are celebrating 25th anniversary of the declaration of their strategic partnership.
Over the last 11 years, Prime Minister Modi and President Putin have met 19 times. Annual summit is the highest institutionalized dialogue mechanism between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi received the Order of the Holy Apostle Andrew I, which is the highest Russian state honor, in July last year. Bilateral trade stood at a record high of over $68 billion in 2024-25. Both leaders have set a target of increasing bilateral trade to $100 billion by 2030. The two countries are cooperating closely on Gaganyaan mission, which is India's first human spaceflight program. Consulates General of India were recently inaugurated in Kazan and Ekaterinburg. President Putin's visit will provide an opportunity for the leadership of India and Russia to set the vision for strengthening the special and privileged strategic partnership between the two nations. Suparna Saikia, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that India-Russia collaboration is not directed against any country and it is solely aimed at safeguarding the national interests of the two nations. In the context of India's energy ties with Russia, Mr. Putin said, certain actors dislike New Delhi's growing role in international markets in view of its close relations with Moscow, and these elements are aiming to constrain India's influence for political reasons by imposing artificial obstacles. Referring to Western sanctions against Moscow, Russian President said his country's energy cooperation with New Delhi largely remains unaffected. Reserve Bank of India will announce its bi-monthly monetary policy today. Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, of the RBI began its three-day deliberations in Mumbai on Wednesday. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra will announce the decision this morning. Some experts believe that a 25 basis point reduction in interest rate is likely to come. The meeting is taking place against the backdrop of falling inflation and rising GDP growth. The RBI has reduced the key short-term lending rate by 100 basis points in three tranches beginning February this year. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is on a three-day visit to Gujarat beginning today. During his day visit, Mr. Shah will attend several programs in Ahmedabad, Gandhinagar, Varthararad and Banaskantha. Mr. Shah is also expected to inaugurate several key infrastructure and public amenity projects of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has held a review meeting with Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu, along with senior officials from the Ministry of Civil Aviation and IndiGo's top leadership after the airline reported major disruptions across its network since late November 2025. The airline has been cancelling around 170 to 200 flights per day, far above normal levels. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested four persons in connection with an organized illegal arms and ammunition trafficking case. 22 teams of the NIA conducted extensive searches at multiple locations across three states. These include seven locations in the Nalanda, Sheikhpura and Patna districts of Bihar, 13 locations in Auraya district of Uttar Pradesh. In HCL Squash Indian Tour 4, former Women's World No. 10 Joshna Chinnappa will take on teenage top seed Anahat Singh in the final, while Velavin Senthil Kumar will vie for the men's crown. And that is the end of this news bulletin.